Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Good morning. What's up, world? This is your boy, Big T. This is the Stream Sports with your boy, Big T. King C's Marvin Smith. Good morning, everybody. Coming up on the show today, NBA Talk. All-Star Weekend is this weekend. Playing the games last night. Golden State and Portland. Great game, thriller. Got a bunch of slew of games that happened last night. Talk about Rondo, and Isaiah Thomas. Back and forth Warriors competition that hasn't ejected. Toronto Raptors still rolling over, and I think they won 7 straight. Number 1 seed in the East right now. Again, those Cleveland Cavaliers, those new, young, rejuvenated Cleveland Cavaliers, it looks like, and they will looking brand new now. So, hey, Boston might have to slide to the side. They're on a 3-game losing streak. They catch an L last night to the Clippers. So, looking like a rejuvenated Cleveland Cavaliers right now. And maybe LeBron did get hit to his 8th final straight. And see what's going on there. So, let's get to the first game real quick. Four C's get up here. And talk about those Golden State Warriors thing and literally, you know, blasted for 44 points last night. Kevin Durant scores 50 and couldn't get the job done for Golden State. So, you know, great game. Kevin Durant, 50.7 rebounds, 6 assists. Dame Lillard for Portland was 44.3 around 8 assists. So, you know, those stats was there. So, but the Golden State couldn't get it done. They seem like they're on the little slump right now. Defensively, I think they need to get their defensive step, their defense game back up. I always felt like they need to make a trade to for a big man and for defense, and they didn't. I guess, you know, they see something in Bill. And that part, wait for him to get back. You know, they're not using Jamal McGee that much. David West, you know, he's older. Old Wiley Vic. Iguodala, older guy. So, you know, they're not using a lot of guys. You know, their team been in the league. A lot of their bench been in the league a long time, but wise. But hey, the young first leagues these days, that's what gets you there. So, you know, I always thought they just needed to make a trade for a big man and they didn't. So, but hey, I still feel like they would get to now I'm looking like them. You know, Houston, Rollins, another win last night. Houston, I think, looking like the team that can take Golden State right now. OKC stepping back up. They stepped, you know, got a good couple of wins. Can they all come together and beat Golden State? They come down to a day meeting. So a whole lot of teams in there that can get the job done. Let's see what happens. So, you know, I think, you know, by the time playoffs time get here, they will be ready. We're ready to go. So, let's see what happens. Like I said, OKC rolled last night. They beat Memphis 121-114. You know, monster don't that Westbrook got that you know that he got the killer mentality. You know, but you know, Paul George 28.6 rebounds, hot man for OKC. Harrison, 28 points for Memphis, 2 rebounds, 3 assists for Memphis. So, I think OKC, and like we talk about all the time, Ken, will Paul George stay? Like I said, I feel Carmelo Anthony will stay with them because I feel like he sees his. He's not that number one guy no more like he used to be, like he was in New York and Denver and stuff like that. You know, he's that secondary guy now. So I feel like he will stay. I think Paul George feel like he's still that number one guy, and I feel like he feel like that he will, you know, see as he looked at as the team leader of a team. So that's why I feel like he will go somewhere else, like L.A., you know, I think he will come home, go to L.A., play with Lonzo Ball. And the ball thing, they're getting ridiculous. So, you know, but, you know, go home, play with Ball, Ingram, Randall, Kuzma, and maybe Thomas, if he stayed, they get it together down there. So, we'll see. So, but, you know, OKC still rolled 28 points from Paul George last night. Russell Westbrook, 23 points, 13 rebounds, 15 assists, no triple double. One of the best point guards out there, so I will say that, you know, he got a killer instinct. So, you know, Steven Adams as a center, I talk about him. I think he can be a great center. So, but you know, how he can use I guess he played his role. So, but 11 points, 4 rebounds. 1 assist. I guess you might want to say he played his role, like I was saying. Steve Miles is a young guy, big body, so, but hey, he do his thing, so, and, you know, like I said, 121-114 win over the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's see what else happened last night. Let's talk about Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. They looking better all the time without their rumor is without John Wall. So, you know, 33-24 is like they start the game, but you know, Stephen A. Smith called John Wall out the other day. It's like, you know, hey, John, you better start your game, but because like the Washington Wizards look better without you. And they do. Even I think they lost out 1 or 2 games without him. And but you know you got John Wall there to go. You know, went on a lucrative losing streak. So, but hey, Bradley Beal 36 points last night. A big comeback win. They was a 27 point down deficit over New York had them. 27 points down, but you know Washington Wizards came back. Bradley Beal 36 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Tim Hardaway Jr. had a big night for New York, 37 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. And like I said, a great game, but hey, you didn't get the job there. So Washington, New York, you know, rebuilding year, lost Porzingis. You know, whole lot of role players in that team. So, you know, you put the starting five against anybody. You know, 23 wins, not terrible for New York. I guess you look at New York, you know, New York hasn't been that good since Patrick Ewing days, let's be honest. Look at the transfer of Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, you know, back in those days. So, I don't know. New York is a key market team. These key market teams ain't, you know, not like it used to be back in the day. You look at the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, New York Knicks. You used to look at in the West, the Lakers, you know, teams like that. These teams, a lot of these teams, because you know, looked at Golden State as one of those key teams back in the days. You know, they had Mullen and Tim Hardaway, but you never really looked at it as a key team, you know, one of those key teams. So, but, you know, even the Washington Wizards wasn't a key team back then. So, but hey, they won the teams now. So, and not even, you know, I could say Cleveland, because Cleveland had Brad Doyle, Larry Nance, Mark Price back in the days, and, you know, they used to go to Woods Master when Mark Jordan used to knock them out playoffs every year. So, I can't say Cleveland, not really. But they had a little slump when they got, you know, LeBron came back to one of those elite teams, though. But, you know, like I said, and Tim Hardaway, I think he's a great shooting guard. He'll be a key piece to a team, but he's not that, you know, he stayed injured a lot, and that's what I see about that. So, you know, New York is rebuilding, so hopefully they can get a key free agent with Porzingis next year and take a lot of pressure off him, make him, you know, hopefully Porzingis can have a healthy year. It's just like an Embiid thing. You know, he hasn't had a healthy year since he's been in the league. This is his third year. And haven't had a healthy year since he's been in the league. So, we'll see. We'll see. So, let's talk about somebody else. And let's talk about, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers. And Joel Embiid and the boys beating the Miami Heat last night, 104-102. I know Ben Simmons had a triple-double last night. Look at the stats real quick. Ben Simmons, 18.12 rebounds, 10 assists. Oh, no Embiid. Last night, one without him. Philadelphia 76ers has 30-25. I think they're still in the 8th seed. Miami Heat, 30-28. You know, still tight within there. They're in the East. Like I said, we talk a lot, you know, I think Philly is a rebuilding, exciting team that people I want to watch. I want to sit down and look at TV when they come on and see what, you know, what they're going to do, you know, trade, like the trust the process. And they want those teams that, you know, come out of the woodwork and be exciting to look at. Ben Simmons, I said, can be a Magic Johnson type of player. He's big, long, remember, can move the ball quick, pass, rebound, score. And, you know, I just love that, you know, love everything about him. So, they're exciting team. Miami, Dragic, 18 points. Whiteside, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Knowing what Miami is a good team. Like I said, the addition, Dwayne Wade coming back there. I think if they get in the playoffs, Dwayne will be a key piece of what they're doing. He's a vet that can lead them. You know, he's not the Dwayne Wade of a couple of years ago. We know that. I'm thinking, you know, getting time to, you know, his career getting down there to the end. But he's home. He's where he should be. I always felt that when he left Chicago, coming back home would be a key addition to him. because, you know, his health, you know, Dwayne Wade hasn't been healthy in the last couple of years. Legs, you know, messed up and everything like that. So, but, hey, it's Dwayne Wade. You know, he's still D-Wade. So, I think, like I said, get them in the playoffs, he will be a key addition to what they're doing later on in the future and, you know, the push for them. So, like I said, Philly wins 104-102. And trust the process, baby. Trust the process. So, let's get to the Boston and Clippers. First of all, let's take a short break, and we will be right back.
Nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mantle. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your streets, bringing that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, haters, what you gonna do? You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Sending out here my message when we're ready to drop. Yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock. Yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Cause I find me an addict. Cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it. Have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it. By the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's test, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said, that's what I like to call life's test, your mesh. Ah, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest. What I put in your brain like a pill, it'll make you insane unless you kill. What puts you here? Who do you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around. Take.
Alright, welcome back to Extreme Sports with your boy Big T in the house. Flying solo for right now, but hey, we still get it in, get it in, get it in. Alright, talk about last night. The Boston Celtics and the Clippers. DeAndre Jordan, a big night for him. 30 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists. I don't know if this is career high or not. Well, I think it's in points, but I think it is. Well, I'm not sure. I can look that up in a few minutes. Kyrie over 33 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Kyrie's still doing his thing. You know, I'm not the Boston Celtics 40-19, but, you know, people say, are they too overrated? What was going on when it seemed like when Cleveland was in that slump, you know, Boston was shining. And now, you know, Boston a little slump. Not, you know, not bad. I think they'll get out of it. But 33 points, 1 rebound, 8 assists. And like Brad Stevens said, that he feel like his team doesn't play well under with big games, you know, because, you know, Doc coming back to Boston, it is a big game. So, but hey, Clippers, it seems like Clippers making that trade for Blake, and people say, hey, maybe that was a mistake, but hey, they have been doing pretty good with, you know, what the pieces they had all put in place. And, you know, not a bad following, you know, Harris, 21 points last night. Gallinari coming back from injury has been a big key piece. Avery Bradley, Austin Rivers came back last night, starting point. You know, he's great. So, you know, I haven't really been I've been seeing them winning. I haven't been keeping an eye on the Clippers that much, but hey, they have been sneaking in and getting some wins. But, you know, and Boston, like I said, you know, just a little, I think that they got what they need. Like I said, that we were talking about Greg Monroe adding along, coming in with being a key piece. You know, not bad. He had 9 minutes, eight points, 5 rebounds. That ain't bad. Pretty good. Tatum, 10 points. What? That's the key piece for me. For Boston, he's young. Tatum from Duke. I saw, you know, looking at him play last year and things like that. And that's how I felt that he would be a key piece of what Boston can do when what you call got hurt. I don't know, I can't call his name. But, you know, it's early in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. So I have Horford 20 points, 4 rebounds. Our older player, you know, yeah, I said he plays to the outside too much for me. But so Jaylen Brown, 12 points, eight rebounds. He has, you know, he's doing what he needs to do. And is it Marcus Smart hurt? I think he is. Gordon Hayward. I know why I can't think his name. Like I said earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon Hayward, I was talking about. But, you know, what the key pieces of going down the stretch, probably meeting Boston, probably meeting, Cleveland, probably meeting Toronto. Can they be in a 7-game series? A couple weeks ago on Extreme Sports, we were talking about can Boston take Cleveland in a 6 or 7-game series? And we say, yeah. No, not so sure. Because, hey, you got Seth again. I think Kyrie, like I said a few years ago, Kyrie is a great player. I do not like Duke players. Well, he's one of the Duke players that when he came in Duke, looking at him, I'm like, oh, this kid going to be good. And he has been. He's not even playing 1 year. He was hurt. He got hurt that year, his first year he left, because his talent was so amazing. So he left. Not seeing a full, even for seeing a 4 year at Duke, I think he could have been better than Jason Williams. Back then, so hey, we will see. Like I said, he, 12.8, Jaylen Brown, but you know. 3-game losing streak, but I think they can get out of the slump. They're holding number two seed in the East. And, you know, it's stretch time now. After All-Star weekend, it's stretch time. It's playoff time. You know, time to choke it up, get ready, let's go. So, and that's what it is. Talk about the Houston Rockets real quick. And from my point of view, I know my point of view probably don't matter. But from my point of view, looking in the season coming in, I didn't feel like Houston would be this good. I thought they would be good, but not this good. And with Chris Paul saying, oh, Chris Paul, Chris Paul, we know Chris Paul's track record. He's a great point guard. Can't get you over the hump, though. That's the point. But he has been amazing coming in, leading this team along with James Harden. James Harden, you like to say, MVP candidate. When the man dancing over y'all, man. The man sits here and he's really rocking everything over y'all. So come on, feel the beard. I got to give the man his props. He's doing his thing, beating the best team. It's not the good, he's beating the best team. Like, it ain't nothing. So, you know, last night beating the Sacramento Kings, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Like I said, the leadership of them together has been amazing. D'Antoni, everybody had it. You know, he hasn't been good for since the previous days. He did pretty good last year. He's doing better this year. Chris Paul, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Well, 13 points, 11 rebounds. You know, you guys just gelling together, so he's doing his thing. Joe Johnson has arrived, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Anderson, you know, it's, he just gelled together so well and looked pretty good. For the Sacramento, and look, I ain't gonna say look pretty good, they look great. I think they did take a number one seed in the West now with Golden State losing. So, like I was saying, you know, go Houston, you know, look at what they gonna beat Golden State twice this year. 3-1, I think they got one more game to go. 2-1, one more game to go, I think. So, hey. On to the 7-game series, I will not look past what Houston can do to Golden State. I will not look past it. I look at Golden State starting five. Like I said, they are amazing with Durant, Thompson, and Curry. But the matchups will, you know, you ain't got to be a great shooter matchup defensively against somebody else. And, you know, can you start James Harden? What can James Harden in a playoff series, step up big and do his thing and lead them to a playoff victory. Because you saw what he collapsed against San Antonio last year. And I don't know if he got tired or what. So, hey, I think it was up 3-1. And San Antonio came back and beat them 4-3. Like I said, the last game, they feel like he gave up on the team. You know, but can he, you know, the talk is cheap, so what can we do that when you get in this playoff, and what can you make that happen? So we'll see. Like I said, then for the Sacramento Kings, looking into going to the season, and I kept talking, we had this talk when the season started. What can we look forward to? What can we see? And we were looking at the trades with drafts, what Sacramento has done. And I'm like, wow, Sacramento gonna be pretty good this year at what they got. And young, they got the vets, they got Buddy Hield, Justin Jackson, Yarny Fox from Kentucky. I thought he's gonna be a great point guard. But they have really disappointed me this year. Just 18 wins, I felt like they could be at least a 30-35 win team. I know it's time to take time to get together, but I thought they would, having Randall, things like that, Vince, I thought they'd be a better team. I know Vince Days is, you know, he's getting down there, he's getting old, he's older, so he's 40 years old in the league, but I thought their veteran leadership, I thought Sacramento would be a whole lot better. But hey, so far just 18-39, one of the worst records in the NBA. Like I said, Justin Jackson, I think he would get better. He's long, you know, Carolina prospect. He can shoot, you know, he learns quickly. You see over the years at Carolina, he got better and better every year. So I think he will get better. He still, for Fox, there's a Fox, he's still great things said about him. He will get better. He has a better in the ball and stuff like that. So, hey, we'll see. So, looking good. These are things. So, we'll see. All right, moving on. Detroit. Let's talk about Blake Griffin, Detroit, because they still fighting for the number 8 seed in the East. And 104-98 win over the Atlanta Hawks. So last night, they went over the Atlanta Hawks, like I said. The high score man for them was Smith, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists. Blake Griffin has a double-double. 13 points, 12 rebounds. Andre Drummond had a double-double, 13 points, 15 rebounds. Reggie Bullock, Carolina prospect, Kent State prospect, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Like Reggie, you know, Reggie was he's long, lengthy, great defender. He gonna get you what you need. And having a great year, you know, having a good year. Starting now, I can see when I said, dang, Regis, you know, go ahead and stay up next year. But made a smart choice doing handoff for him. He is 3-point shooter. He can shoot you mid range. He can get you, like I said, he can get you those 15, 20 points a game. And like I said, a great defender. So, big ups to Reggie Wood, Kingston, North Carolina Native, and North Carolina Tar Heel prospect. And like I said, they're making a key run for the AC, 28-29 right now. So, you know, those be wins that, you know, Stan Legge is a great coach. He just needs a team that he needs. I think Blake Griffin going in next year, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson coming back healthy would be a great addition. Probably need a shooting guard, another small forward that can shoot. I think they would be okay. You know, a key free agent will help. So we'll see. Let's take one more quick break and be right back. Okay. Let's go. All
right. And you know what? The longer it takes us to figure that out, the better we are. The better we are. Because we just keep working. And we just keep getting better. All right? Day after day, we'll be better tomorrow than we were today. All right? But you guys, I'm really freaking proud of you guys. You guys are one hell of a football team. Who's got it better than us?
No!
North Carolina ain't a damn thing flyer. Bitch, I'm a niner from the earthquake country. I can make the earth shake. About to bring it back like the 89 earthquake. Throw a pass at me, I'ma catch it like Crabtree. Who got the kush? Cause the smoker gotta have tree. And pass the joint cause the player gotta have mo. I split a blunt down the middle like Frank Go. I quarterback throw a bullet like Kaepernick. And take a poodle out the game like Alex Smith. Red and gold, that's the color of the realest. Staying on my toes, call me Patrick Willis. We back up in it, cause my team winning. I'm the comeback kid, all I need is 1 minute. We winning like the 80s, it's a Super Bowl city. Finna take another ring home, Super Bowl city.
Ain't nobody fucking with us. I got red and gold in my cup. The Wild West got the game turned up. Who got it better than us? Who got it better than us?
Faithful with God's honor.
Justin Kaepernick.
Throwing TD, no pick. Break for 85 yards. 50 opted hella quick. New stadium, new ring. Same team. Hard since keys are 49ers. We are hating on the city, but they can't hold Quinn. I fucked with Gordon Crabtree and Bo Quinn. Breaking records like we throwing vinyl. Staley Davis, you potty the whole line. Go. That's the Bartolo name. The Super Bowl affiliated. Bowman and Willis, sit your frame and you gon' really hate it. We elated, not a fan. It's a fly man. Do it like the 80s and move right by the Rams. Crush the Seahawks. Real life, no weak talk. Go hard on the Cardinals. Never take a weak off.
Ain't nobody fucking with us. I got red and gold in my cup. The Wild West got the game turned up. Who got it better than us?
What you heard, I'm a baby from the 80s. I was born on the turf. I go back like Garrison Hurst and be young. Diamonds on my fingers, so just call me Steve Young. Like Justin Smith, I go hard on the defense line. Let a hater hate, I'm still gon' rip mine. Here come the kickoff, bet I'm gon' run it all the way home. Yeah, I'm gone, red and gold blooded. Come and get it if you want it. Yeah, we gon' set it off. Do you like Whitner and rip your damn helmet off? I'm lucky number 7, cause your boy deliver. Throwing bombs from the bay over the Mississippi River. They ain't messing with us. From the subs to the projects. Scott Steiner, kiss your bicep, soon as we touch down, we gon' burst out, run through them like Gore, going for the first down.
Alright, welcome back to Extreme Sports with your boy Big T Reffy in the house, which is with your boy Big T King, so he's Marcus Matt. Like I say, you got any questions, want to call in, want to give me a quick shout out, anything, 646-668-8467, check with your boy BT. You know, anything you got, the question about the All-Star game coming up this weekend, what's your opinion about the Kyrie and the Bulls. So, Kyrie and the Bulls and LeBron and the Bulls. So, hey, it's okay. 646-668-8467. Call in and give your opinion what's going on. But NBA, so. Hold on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take a quick, I had to get some things straight real quick. Let's take a quick commercial break again. I apologize. We last one. And I'll be right back.
From nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mental. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your street, bring that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, hate is what you're gonna do. You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Standing now, hear my message when we're ready to drop. Yeah!
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah!
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Classify me an addict, cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it, have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times bro, gotta grab it by the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out.
Okay, welcome back. Last time, promise, your boy Big T is in the house. Call in 646-668-8467. How was everybody's Valentine's Day? Did the ladies get what they want? Did the husband step the game up? Didn't get the kiss on the cheek, but got the kiss on the lips. The woman happy. So, hey, it was a good, you know, you should have a good night. Everybody, like I said, the women get their big teddy bear. They want the chocolate candy, the balloons, you know, everything like that. You know, I hope y'all were happy. I hope y'all were happy with, you know, with Extreme Sports with your boy, Big T, King C's, Marlon Smith. But, hey, we are here doing our thing, so let's go. Back to what I'm talking about. Charlotte Hornets last night beat the Orlando Magic. Brian Howard came back home to the Orlando area. So did his thing, 22 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists. I think Dwight has had an incredible revamp year. I think he has had a great year this year. Well, I know they ain't got the wins that they want, 24-33. Still fighting for a playoff spot, but hey, you know, probably won't get there because I think they're like the 11th seed right now, but they need it. And they lost a whole lot of games close, like I said, you know, but can their bench, their young talent step up? Probably that's what Michael Jordan looking at. A lot of guys, they're not playing like that. I don't know why. So, you know, I think, you know, to me, I don't know, Charlotte don't got no shooters. They got, I don't know what to say. It's just, to me, they just ain't got no shooters. I don't know why you know, he drafted Monk. I don't know what's going on with that situation where he's from Kentucky. He was a great shooter in college, but he's not getting no playing time. I think he had one good game this season where he had 17 points. Other than that, nothing. Bacon from Florida State. Probably they were saying next Dwayne Wade. I haven't seen nothing to him. I always felt like Charlotte needed to get a big name to come down there with Kimball. And, you know, I think it was paid off. I think Clifford is a great coach. I just things haven't paid off for him. I don't know why. When I said they got the missing pieces, that you know, Kimball is the Kimball still doing his thing. So you know, I think when they were talking about trading him, I thought that was a big mistake. So you know, he's done his thing. Like I said, Dwight has had a revamp year, great year. So. Batum has a decent year, but sometimes, you know, where's that game? You know, can you win consistently? Marvin Williams, I feel like he's an older player now. He don't have it like he used to. I think Marvin hasn't had he's a Tar Heel, you know, 1 year. But I think Marvin hasn't had the consistency of a great player to, you know, be that strong, I guess, a power forward, you know. But Michael Gilchrist has been that key addition to me also. So, but, you know, would you trade him? And that's why I say I think Michael on trades he could have made, I would to get a great shooter. If he was wondering if he had a Blake Griffin down there with a Dwight Howard, and a Kemba Walker, you know, Carmelo Anthony, a shooter. You know, you ain't got to take the pressure off of him, but you know, I don't know. My boys, Jay Real from the Jay Real Hip Hop Show, he loved Melo. My former co-host, he's a Melo, Brent B. Smitty. So he was a Melo fan. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, maybe they keep being in their key market, it would help. So I think Michael Jordan needed to hit a home run in this draft coming up. I don't think, or in the summer with free agency, I think he needed to hit it big. If, like I said, Marvin Williams, Michael Gilchrist. If you could replace that with get what you need in free agency, I think it would be a great addition. What you can push forward to the future. Kimball still doing his thing. I think Dwight had a revamp. Can he do another 1 or 2 years and have build from that? Kaminsky been up and down, you know, from Wisconsin. So he has his great moments, then not good, you know, not so great moments. Cody Zeller, I feel like, hasn't been what he was in college also. Like I said, then you can go back and listen to everything I said about college players when it's coming out early, 1 or 2 years, especially 1 year. I feel like that's a big, you know, looking back in the days, when you look at the Jordan days, you got to stay in the 3 years. I felt like players, at least 4 or 3 years, players have benefited from that, from a college player back then, because you came in a college player back then, you was more dominant and built from there. He was a key addition that somebody wanted to look at. I think that's why a whole lot of ticket sales has went down, you know, from a lot of things where, you know, some players are, you know, you will get that money, but is your product good enough to watch? And a lot of players haven't paid off for me in my eyes because it was coming out so early. The talent was there. You're getting the money. And I understand that people need that money these days for that situation.
but some of the talent is not there. Charlotte, Light Monk, stuff like that, going to G League and stuff like that. I feel, G League is a good play for you. Hey, you can get there and do your thing, but some of it, to me, is not paying off. So, you know, Michael Carter Williams, for example, I feel like, you know, people was talking about him when he came in the league and how good he would be. I think he was kind of a disappointment, but like I said, we'll see. But Orlando Magic, I really haven't looked at them this year. I think people put them in the rebuilding year, the 1839. So I haven't paid that much attention to them like I should. Let's see. Let me see. Anything else to talk about in the NBA real quick? Let's see. Like I said, All-Star Game weekend this weekend. What's going on? What's going to happen on that point where big weekend for the LeBron team versus Steph Curry team, Kevin Durant versus Steph, you know, LeBron and Kyrie, we joining each other. I think Westbrook and Durant still on the same team, but Curry got Draymond and Clay with him, Akadumpo, I can't call it, the Milwaukee Buck player, you all know what I'm talking about. What he did last year in the All-Star game was awesome. Could he have another big year like he did last year? So, hey, I think it'll be a more defensive-minded game this year. I'm looking forward to it. A exciting weekend, like I said. The boys at Strange Sports want to do something this weekend. We really don't know yet, but hey, stay tuned for what we're going to do. We might go live, talk about, you know, things when the game going on. We don't know yet, but we're going to do something at the Strange Sports, which is going to be TKC's Marvelous Matt. And let's see what else needs to be discussed. Right. Quick. Let's see. Like I say, and this weekend, key games and March Madness is tipping around very soon. So, a whole lot of games will be very important this weekend to get the seedings in the conference. Like I said, the ACC tight in that 2-3, in that 2-4 seed. So, you know, you win, you can move up and down, things like that. So that'll be a key addition to what happens there. So I know Carolina and Louisville play this week. And I forgot who do play, but I'm about to see. I forgot who they play. So, yeah, let's talk about the NCAA real quick before we get off the air. Like I said, last night Duke rose over Virginia Tech. It looked like Duke has not a whole lot of talent. And don't let me get it wrong, I'm not a Duke fan. Everybody know that Tar Heels all day, baby. But, you know, Duke has kind of been disappointing to me this year. I thought they would be a dominant team. You know, they have some dominant games, but they have had some poor games. And they went last night and beat Virginia Tech, though, with Virginia Tech coming off that high over Virginia, but lose last night 74-52 over Duke. Number 3, Villanova get upset over Providence 76-71. Florida State upset Clemson, number 11 Clemson, in overtime, 81-79. Auburn rolls over Kentucky. Kentucky has been a big disappointment this year, 76-66. Let me look at that game real quick with Kentucky, because Kentucky has had, and people was expecting so much out of them this year, 17-9. Knox had 19 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. I don't think you have one and done this year. I think from Kentucky, I think they, everybody come back to school. I think I feel like they've been had a very disappointing year from what expected of them. So, we'll see what happens on that front. I want to go back and talk about Duke again real quick. I'm not throwing shade at Duke, all y'all Duke fans out there. I just feel like Duke was supposed to have a great year, just probably 1 or 2 losses this year. But Duke is 21-5, and why I say that, 21-5 ain't no big deal. But Duke was, they was talking about what they had, Grayson Allen and the big players keep. They had a whole lot of great shooters, and they was blowing people out. Duke had won games, but a lot of their games have been close, especially when getting the season. They had to come back and win a lot of those games. So that's why I said, about them, they could have, they are Trenton Jr., 19 points, 5 rebounds. Carter Jr., 13 points, 13 rebounds. DeVille, 10 points, 3 rebounds. So, I just felt like they are. From what everybody's expectation was about them, I thought they would be better than it is, but hey, it is what it is. 24 or 21-5, number 12 in the nation. So, we'll see. We'll see. Any other game to talk about real quick? Let's go to the NFL real quick. See, we're going to, free agency coming up. Let's see what's important going on there. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Isaiah Thomas and Roger Ronald getting jacked last night. I don't know what. So, Rondo, we were talking about that the other day. Roger Rondo, his attitude, he's a great player. But why did nobody want to deal with him in the league with teams? Because he's a key addition to any team, and he can make any team better. But a lot of, his antics that people don't like. And, I don't know. But, he got the Pelicans in the 8th seed right now. We'll see what happens. Isaiah Thomas, I think he's in a good place with Lakers. Let's see what happens. I don't think they get into the playoffs this year. But Lakers are a good young team. That's what they look at. Isaiah Thomas can be a kid. Just hopefully he'll stay. Like the ball thing. Let's get this straight. LaVar Ball said that his son Lonzo will not stay with the Lakers unless one of his brothers come to the team and plays for the Lakers also. Like, let me get this straight. Get this bull crap out of here, man. You haven't exceeded expectations this year. You haven't done nothing. I look at you, I look at the summer league, and I say, well, this guy could be good. He ain't going to be no great scorer, but he can be a key addition to get these passes, get guys going. This team can be good, at least enough to get to the 8th seed. Get into the regular season, he hasn't did none of the expectations that I thought he would. I didn't think he would be a great scorer, but I think he would have been a great passer to get guys in the right spots at the right time and getting those guys better. Brandon Ingram has a pretty good year. He has had a whole lot better year. But other guys has not, you know, they have had Randall has stepped up later this year. He has a great year, have been having a great year. But you have the ball hasn't put anybody in a good spot to be to talk anything about what he wants and what he demands he needs. I'm looking at, you know, you can get out of there. I would go get a trade for him right now if me, you know, looking at it now, you know, you got Thomas, you know, a vet. You got, you know, what you can bring in to make that team better. And come on, man, get out of here, ball. LeVar. So sit your butt down. Lonzo too. Because you haven't met no expectations of nothing that give you the right to feel free to say what you want to do and are demanding of the Lakers. So I think Magic will see that. And people say, why Magic drafted this kid? Magic saw talent in this kid. I think he won't listen to his daddy. He saw talent, but it was up in the air. Magic went ahead and took a risk on him. But I think Magic would get him out of there quickly, like he did D'Angelo Russell, if it's a problem. So, because Russell didn't feel some type of way with ball coming in. But I think ball can go out just like Russell can. So that's how I feel. Because I think Magic, I'm looking at when they put Magic in charge, I said to myself, Magic will change things around. And I feel like he has. I feel like he has put a lot of challenges in front of him. But at the same time, I think he will get rid of anything in the problem that is in his way. Without a doubt, with no issues, you know. And I think ball can come to a problem. Now I'm looking like, LeBron, he don't have, I think the key piece is Paul George. If Paul George can get down there and with their young nucleus of what they can get, people say, well, LeBron, I don't feel like LeBron can be, he could be a key addition. But he don't have to be the addition. But we'll see. Like I said, we'll see. I said Lakers can be. Like I said, I think ball can get out of there. But we'll see. Tiger Woods played today. I forgot what's this event, but he does play today. What else? Like I said, All-Star Weekend one more time. You know, your boys in Strange Sports will do something. Don't know yet, but we will do something this weekend. And like I said, we appreciate every time y'all come and join us, your listeners, everything. Like I said, call and join us sometimes, 646-668-8467. You got a conversation you want to talk about, got any sports topic you want to talk about, basketball, football, getting to baseball, baseball season, stuff. You know, your boys, Big T, Marvelous Matt, and King C's, really appreciate it. Look out for us on Facebook on the group page, the Extreme Sports group page. Call and sit and chat with us. You got an opinion about something? You know, hit your boys up, 646-668-8467, Extreme Sports group page on Facebook. Just hit your boys up. Thank you for another week, and enjoy your day. Your boy Big T is going to bed. And good night, everybody. But I know it's daytime. Y'all enjoy your day. Thank you. And God bless.